From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source said there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on four villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Battlefield reversals by anti-Assad forces have opened the prospect of a prolonged government siege against rebels in Aleppo. The fighting is spurring thousands of civilians to flee the area. World leaders meeting in London have pledged $10 billion in humanitarian relief, jobs, and education for those fleeing the war in Syria. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
Arriving at the Syria Donors Conference Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry implored the world to act fast.
If people are reduced to eating grass and leaves and killing stray animals in order to survive on a day-to-day basis, that is something that should tear at the conscience of all civilized people, and we all have a responsibility to respond to it.
The response was better than many had hoped for. $10 billion were pledged for 2016 and a further $5 billion in the years up to 2020. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Sierra Leone released 55 people from quarantine Wednesday after declaring them Ebola-free. They were quarantined last month after two new cases of Ebola were confirmed. This is VOA News. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is promising. Army General John Campbell spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee.
At 5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train advice.
The general is expected to retire soon. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified seven new possible victims in the town of Bambari. Farhan Haq is a deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
Due to the gravity of these allegations, and given the information collected through the initial fact-finding, the United Nations has decided to take immediate measures, including the repatriation of the 120 soldiers from the Republic of Congo who were deployed to Bambari from the 17th of September to the 14th of December 2015.
The mission is asking both governments to launch an investigation into the matter. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America. It is suspected of causing birth defects in babies. Swedish prosecutors say that a United Nations panel has found that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They add that his confinement has no impact on the rape case against him in Sweden. Kristen Hafrensson is a spokesman for WikiLeaks.
If indeed this is the result, that this important UN body finds that he has been unlawfully detained, we expect the UK government and the Swedish government to act accordingly, drop the arrest warrant against him and for the UK authorities to deliver his passport back and allow his freedom.
Assange has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he is wanted for questioning on allegations of rape, charges he denies. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faced off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has determined that emails containing classified information were sent to the personal email accounts of former Secretary of State Colin Powell and aides to his successor, Condoleezza Rice. The issue of the emails has come up in the current election campaign and has dogged Hillary Clinton throughout it. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.